Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. Sometimes you be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
At some point, you guys are going to listen to me about the Falcons, but we'll see at some point when that,
I know.
I'm waiting for consistency to happen on the First and Pod podcast. We'll get there eventually, but a Falcons and 49ers game that ends with a 49ers team getting another win and a team that is 5-2, and a lot of people say has no business being 5-2 based on the injuries that they've occurred. So give me your reaction to Falcons 49ers last night. in the 49ers win?
Yeah, I think it just basically came down to the 49ers getting back to 49er football, you know, running downhill with all of the different shifts and motions. Christian McCaffrey had his best game, you know, to date since 2023 with 23 carries, 114 yards, two touchdowns, averaging 5.5 yards a carry, adding 72 yards in the passing game, bringing his total to 186 all-purpose yards. I just noticed that they had officially made a running back's day, and what a day for Christian McCaffrey to come out and shine on running back's day on Sunday Night Football. So I think honestly, that's what it came down to. And you know, Atlanta started to crawl back into the game, got a key, you know, third down stop on Kyle Juszczyk on third and short, you know, and then 49ers defense answered the bell right back and end up stopping, you know, the Atlanta Falcons on a fourth and two, I believe it was, which I thought was a question. I wasn't upset on how aggressive they was going into that play call. I was upset more with the call that they the play that they called for that situation. They only needed 1 yard. You know, Bijan Robinson is probably one of the more efficient running backs who fall forward. You know, I didn't know if I never seen Atlanta do the tush push, or really a quarterback sneak, or of that matter. So I wasn't really pleased with the play call that, you know, the offensive coordinator of Atlanta Falcons dialed up in that situation. But I did not mind how aggressive they was in that situation because they wanted to win the ball game. But yeah, it was, you know, it was a good three quarters of football. Atlanta just came up short, but ultimately 49ers just got back to the 49er brand of football. And that's playing good defense and playing physical football on the offensive side of the ball, which is running downhill and seeing how long can you take it.
Yeah, I would have kicked the field goal there if I was Atlanta and tied the game in the fourth quarter. I think earlier in the game, I would have went for it. But given where they were, I think I would have taken the tie and then played it out from there and put the pressure back on San Francisco. That's my opinion on it. I see it both ways. I think it could be argued both ways, but that would have been my preference there as a fan of the Falcons if I were one watching that game. I thought the 49ers defense was the story of the game, given the Warner injury and the fact that Bosa's out for the year. You had Atlanta come in red hot from the Bills game, and to hold them to 10 points, to hold their rushing attack totaled to 62 yards, I thought was, you know, a great showing by them and a much needed one. I mean, they needed to rally the troops here and show that teams couldn't walk all over them and push them around. And I thought they did that in this game. So you had that. You had obviously McCaffrey turning back the clock. And when that happens, they're a tough team to play against, regardless of who's at quarterback and who's healthy enough to play wide receiver. That version of Christian McCaffrey's offensive player of the year material, McCaffrey, and credit the offensive line and the tight ends coming back to helping them open up holes and make that happen. But yeah, I mean, this was a game that obviously we disagreed on, and the 49ers showed, I think, that even in an extremely competitive division with their injuries, they can still make the playoffs. And Atlanta now is losing ground on not just the Buccaneers, but the Panthers are 4-3. So a game they could have won. They might end up at the end of the day, these are two teams that might be vying for wild card spots. And that tiebreaker the 49ers just got last night could loom large.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Big win for the 49ers. Another tip of the cap to Kyle Shanahan and his.
We got to get you off that Falcons bandwagon, Pat. I got off. I'm not on it anymore.
Pat may go down with the sinking ship. It's okay. It's okay. We all will learn soon. Let's go to the Eagles and the Vikings because for a brief shining moment in the city of Philadelphia, all seems to be right with the world. Jalen Hurts has one of his best passing days ever. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both have big days. Saquon Barkley does not, but he doesn't care. He's all smiles in the locker room. He just wants to win football games. Did the Eagles offense look like it's back to its old ways after a pretty good showing against the Vikings?
I don't think so. I mean, Hurts did what a lot of fans have been clamoring for and screaming for in Philadelphia. Hey, we're paying you all this money now. Let's see you make plays with your arm. And he did. He had a perfect passer rating And he had two wide receivers go over 100 yards, and they both made big plays. Smith had a long touchdown. Brown had some back-breaking completions and also had a touchdown in this game. It's not every day you see Jalen Hurts throw for over 300 yards. It was his best passing game yardage-wise since all the way back to week three of last year. But I still, if I'm Philadelphia, I'm not entirely pleased with this outing because Saquon Barkley is still really a non-factor in the run game, and they got outgained again. They've gotten outgained in every single game this year, and they won partly because a big reason why they won is because Carson Wentz couldn't make plays in the red zone. They got down there six times. They only scored one touchdown. Minnesota moved the ball on Philly's defense. They just couldn't finish drives. So, you know, I think wins are obviously deodorants. You know, they take the stink away. And I think this game did that. There's still a lot that I think Philadelphia needs to get better at. But, Pat, they did correct the one thing that people were probably most concerned about, and that was their ailing passing game. And that obviously stepped up in a big, big way in this win.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for me in the Minnesota loss. You know, not able to push the ball or put the ball in the end zone when they had those, you know, six opportunities in the red zone to do so. Especially the most backbreaking one was, you know, the T.J. Hockenson. Yeah, the T.J. Hockenson one, incomplete pass back in the end zone. But Carson Wentz, you know, I believe the way that he played in that first half really put, you know, the Minnesota Vikings behind the eight ball, the pick six, and then the other interception in the second quarter. You know, I just believe that really ultimately hurt, you know, the Minnesota Vikings, because the defense, although the offense was playing as sluggish as they were, it was still a 16-9 lead for Philadelphia. So the defense was keeping them in the game. It was only about time that the defense was going to break, and they end up eventually breaking on that last drive where, you know, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown hooked up for a perfect call. In that situation, and perfect execution, you know what I mean? Because Philadelphia understood that they was getting zero blitz, that the ball needed to come out quick, so they knew the defense was going to be sitting on short, you know, short routes like a slant or like a stop. So they pulled out a slug go, which is a slant and go, and just basically a 50-50 ball for their receiver AJ Brown, and end up coming down with it, and you know, at the end of the day, end up sealing that game. So I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles look like the Super Bowl, you know, champion Philadelphia Eagles offensively, just because they're still searching and trying to find ways to get Saquon Barkley involved. Yes, it was definitely, you know, promising and good to see that Devontae Smith and, you know, AJ Brown was involved in the passing game, and Jalen Hurts had a perfect passing rating, probably his best game that he had as a Philadelphia Eagle passing wise, you know. So, but in order for this team to get back to that dominance, yes, they would need their passing game. Yes, they would need Jalen Hurts to be that point guard that he was in that 2024 season. But they need to find a way to get Saquon Barkley going. I don't know if it's the running play selection that they're calling, or they need to just go back into the archives of last year and see what they were successful at in the running game and start to pull that back up, because the running game looks totally different.
Yep.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Does look totally different. The Eagles may not look reminiscent of the team that was leading up to the Super Bowl, but that game was reminiscent of how they played in the Super Bowl with big plays from A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley not being a huge part of the offense. We'll see where the Eagles go from here because he was Offensive Player of the Year last year. Speaking of Offensive Player of the Year, that brings us to the Colts and the Chargers because another three touchdown day from Jonathan Taylor. I know MVP is a quarterback award, but I think you got to start giving Jonathan Taylor some props for the Colts having the best record in the NFL and him being at the forefront of that. Pony, you made this your best bet. Not only did you pick the Chargers to win, but you said, everyone, go bet the line. I'm guaranteeing it.
So yeah.
I'm coming to you, Pony.
Speak
on it.
That was really stupid. I even before the game regretted it. I didn't even feel good when I sat down to watch it. I really don't want to hear about the Chargers defense anymore, to be honest with you, Pat. That's where I want to start here. I mean, we've seen the Colts do this to most of the teams they've played this year. It's just such a pick your poison offense. They start the game by getting it to Warren. That opens up things with the tight end leaking out, faking blocks, and he's wide open. They throw the ball over your heads with Pierce, and they're a really good offensive line that if you give Jonathan Taylor the slightest opening, he's going to take advantage of it. But the Chargers defense was pathetic in this game. I think on all three touchdowns, he might have been touched once, and it was like at the 2-yard line, and it was like a feeble attempt by a safety who had no shot of bringing him down. It was just embarrassing. I mean, the Chargers, to me, are pretenders right now. They didn't get Joe Alt back, which I thought they would, which I think hurt their offensive line protection. You know, they didn't really do anything in the run game, which you predicted, Pat. I mean, that was non-existent. And then you fall behind, and you can't even go back to it because you've dug yourself such a deep hole. Herbert had crazy stats in this game, most passing yards he's ever had in a game, but he also had probably an interception that sealed the game in the first half when he had guys wide open in the end zone and he threw behind Johnson and Cross picked it off. I mean, that took points off the board, and then they were chasing the game the entire way, and the stats look great for guys like him and Gadsden, the tight end, and Keenan Allen had a monster game too, but it was all when the Colts were back in prevent defense. So it's just, to me, also on the Colts side, it's just more proof that they're not a fake phony team and they're for real. And people need to start taking them seriously because at this point in the season, they're the best offense by far, I think, in the NFL. And Jonathan Taylor has 10 touchdowns and it's not even Halloween. We're not even halfway through the season. He is having a monster, monster, monster season for them.
Yeah, that he is. This was a bit let down for the Chargers defense. Wasn't able to do anything to slow down the Indianapolis Colts. This was another game. I can't remember how many times they punted, but it wasn't that many times. That's just how, you know, explosive and efficient that Danny Jones and Shane Steichen and Jonathan Taylor was on Sunday against the Chargers. I'm with you as well. The Chargers defense looked very good during the early parts of the season. Yes, I get it. Granted, they were healthy. You know, they had all guys in the lineup. But the way that they're playing right now, the last two games, you know, giving up this many points, this many yards, is something very, very unacceptable. And I told you coming into this game, you know, although Justin Herbert had his best passing game, you know, yardage wise as a Los Angeles Charger, but that's not what the Chargers want to do. They don't want to live and, you know, drop it back, you know, 45, 50 times, you know, in order to try to win a ball game, because that's not the style of play that they want to play. And like I said, if they don't have a running game and if Justin Herbert would have to drop back and try to beat them passing the ball, I don't think it's going to happen. And they end up, you know, digging themselves in a very, very deep hole. And ultimately, they couldn't get out of it. And hell, we're talking about Jonathan Taylor for MVP. We might have to put Danny Jones in the MVP race as well, just because of his first half. You know, he had his first half numbers was like an entire game. Like he was 17 to 27, 207 yards, two touchdowns. Like that's like an entire game stat. And he had that in the first half. And that just goes to show me that, you know, Shane Steichen has complete trust in Danny Jones running his offense. And when you have Jonathan Taylor running the way that he's running, you know, this is the result that you're going to get, you know, 30 plus points and, you know, Daniel Jones not turning the football over. Like this is a very, very dangerous football team. And like I said, about 3 weeks ago, that their makeup, you know, and the way that they are playing, the style of play that they're playing with, that this is a very, very good football team. You know, they're coached very well. Those guys play hard and they execute in crunch time moments. And they showed us that time and time again.
You know, sometimes your friends are there to warn you when they see you about to make a mistake. And Pat was with you, Pony. He said, take your own advice. You're the person who says the Chargers are going to charge her.
Yeah.
And you
I know.
You went right on and did it. It's okay. We're here to warn you sometimes, Pony. We'll go to the Commanders and the Cowboys next. The Cowboys got an impressive win. Knocked Jaden Daniels out of the game, and his mom doesn't want to hear you comparing his career to RG3's anymore. She's tired of you putting that in the air. She said that on Twitter. With Jaden Daniels out of the game, what's the bigger story for this? Him kind of leaving the game and the possible ramifications of that for the Commanders and all their injuries piling up? No Debo yesterday too. Or what's the bigger story? The Cowboys getting the win and you know, continuing to kind of ward off the haters for a little bit.
I will say, Mama, the comparison is very, very close. They both won Rookie of the Year. They both are, you know, mobile quarterbacks. They both turned the franchise around in 1 year. You know what I mean? So the comparisons are there. You know, I get where you're going, saying, you know, you might be saying that my son is better at X, Y, and Z, or whatever the case may be, but there are fair comparisons between RG3 and Jaden Daniels. But my biggest takeaway from this game will probably be, you know, the Dallas defense, you know, the way they was able to play throughout this game. I know Jaden Daniels wasn't 100%. You know, I hate to see him with that dang on ugly brace on his knee. I just think that takes away from his mobility and his athletic ability to be able to move around in the pocket and be as elusive as he once was before, you know, he end up, you know, taking on that injury that he has to the, I can't remember which knee, but the knee injury that he has. And Dak Prescott, you know, but Dak Prescott continued to play at an MVP level. You know, he's 6-0 at home in the last six outings against the Washington Commanders. And how about this stat? 20 touchdowns, zero interceptions. You know, he's just able to get CeeDee Lamb back into the lineup. He had a monster day, 5 for 110, one touchdown. George Pickens continued to make big time 50-50 catches down the sideline. He went for 4 catches, 82 yards. The running game for Dallas looked really, really efficient. And I pretty much called this game, we both called this game from the jump, just knowing the ramification that this game was going to bring, and Dallas was home. Like Dallas played really, really good at home. Dak Prescott is playing at a high level. He had an opportunity to get CeeDee Lamb back, and the Washington Commanders was shorthanded on the offensive side of the ball. Didn't have Scary Terry. Didn't have Debo Samuel. You know, you had a limping, you know, Jaden Daniels. You know, so that team wasn't fully equipped for this high power, high potency Dallas offensive team. You know what I mean? And the defense played better, probably the best they played, you know, all year. So for the most part, I go with the Dallas defense and Dak Prescott. You know, he just continued to prove me right, why I put him in my MVP conversation.
Yeah, and you were on the cutting edge of that. You were at the start. You were at the start of the line there on Dak Prescott, and now people are coming around to your way of thinking. It's now 4 straight games with 3+ touchdowns for him passing. And you get CeeDee Lamb back. He instantly makes an impact. He catches that long touchdown pass. What was that? 74 yards where he split the safeties there and basically walked in. Yeah, there were injuries for Washington. There's no doubt. You're down to Lane being your number one wide receiver, a rookie from Virginia Tech, and you're running back to seventh round pick, and Marcus Mariota played basically the entire second half. But the Cowboys offense, the Cowboys defense has been so crappy this year that usually doesn't make a difference. We've seen Rico Dowdle go for over 200 yards against them. We've seen Russell Wilson throw for over 400 yards against them. So I do think for a fledgling defense, one that has had so many issues and struggles this year, I absolutely think it's a step in the right direction for them that they were able to basically hold Washington under 20 points for the entire game, a meaningless touchdown late that put them over 20. But I would say that was their best defensive effort of the year. And then the Cowboys offense is, you could put it up there with the Colts who we just talked about. It's a top three offense in the NFL now that Lamb's back. Pickens is on his best behavior. Javonte Williams is running the ball. Their offensive line is gelled together, even with the Zach Martin retirement. They've somehow gotten better. And I give Brian Schottenheimer credit because, Pat, I did not think he was going to be a good head coach. I thought he was in way over his head. And I thought that that might actually negatively affect their offense now that he was having to juggle multiple balls at one time. But it hasn't. And they are an offensive juggernaut right now. And 3-3-1. It's a hyper-competitive NFC East, but I don't rule them out of it if they keep playing offensively like they are. The Eagles better look over their shoulder a little bit because the Cowboys already played them tough once, and this is the kind of offense that we saw at the end of your Cincinnati. You like to make that comparison. Yeah. This offense is capable of winning four or five games in a row and getting right back in it.
Yeah, that's why that bet early on in the year, over and under 7.5, I say
we love
easy.
That. We love that over.
Easy. Yes, no doubt about it.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.